present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
The House That Jim Picked.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got
Mr. Craythorpe, you big daft. Oh, you have got bony knees.
How dare you, James? You ran into me. You might at least apologise.
I'm sorry, Mr. Craythorpe, but I was running away from a mob of spud bashers.
Spud bashers? Who are they?
The kids from King Edward's. That school near you, there are a right lot of sissies. They have girls in their school in the same classes as the lads. Terrible, isn't it?
Some people might like it.
Don't be daft. If you're all sitting in the class next to girls, how can you have any fun?
You are young, aren't you, James?
Instead of throwing stink bombs, you'd have to throw bottles of crimson passion and lavender water. Worth 12 guineas a pong.
Don't be silly, James. Anyway, sissies or not, they made you run.
Yes, there was three of them. Onto me and Ozzy.
Oh, that's different. Three onto two isn't fair.
No, and they were big girls. I mean...
James, surely two of the Black Hand gang weren't routed by three weak girls.
Weak? They were using Ozzy for netball practice. Then three of them chased me until one broke a catapult.
Her catapult?
Yes, well, I think she had a catapult, because I heard her shout, "Wait for me, girls! My elastic snapped!"
James, this sounds like one of your stories again.
No, it isn't.
Well, what were they doing at school at 6 o'clock on a Saturday evening, you clever little boy?
They'd been watching a hockey match, you daft old man. Sorry, Mr. Clay. I think we'd better go in the house.
So do I.
Open up in the name of the law!
There is no need for that, James. Your mother will get annoyed.
Oh, I thought it was you hooligan.
Susan, that's no way to talk to Mr. Craythorpe.
Don't try to be funny. Come in, Mr. Craythorpe.
Thank you, Susan. James, you are a little troublemaker.
Go in the lounge, Mr. Craythorpe. Mother's in there with Mr. Whittle's father.
Oh, old man Whittle's here. Good. Come on, Mr. Craythorpe.
So there I was, in the lighthouse with my mate injured, a storm raging outside and a ship heading for the rocks.
Hello, the ancient mariner's at it again.
Well, all of a sudden, you see, my mate shouted out. He shouted, you see, the mate, he shouted, and the lights gone out, the lights gone out. There was only one thing to do.
Put another bob in the meter.
I had to get up and mend the light before the ship came too near the rocks. Up them stairs I dashed. Up the spiral staircase as fast as I could get my legs up. Up and round. And when I reached the top...
He screwed his head into the ceiling.
Jimmy, I won't tell you again.
It was only a joke. Hello, Mr. Whittle.
Hello, Mr. Whittle.
So I examined the light.
Hello, Mr. Whittle.
And I found that the glass was cracked.
It's not the only thing that's cracked. Hello, Mr. Whittle. Mr. Whittle. Oh, dear. Mr. Whittle.
Oh, hey. Oh, hello, Jim, lad. I didn't hear you come in. You're on my wrong side. Move round here.
Okay, Mr. Whittle, how's this? Z Victor 1, are you receiving me?
Yes, Inspector Jim, receiving you loud and clear on my good side. Inspector, we need help. Help. Please send 20 women. We need 20 women.
No, Mr. Whittle. You mean we need 20 men.
You ask for what you want, I'll ask for what we want.
In workers' playtime today, you heard Morecambe and Stupid.
Can I go to there, Mother? Yes, here it is, Susan.
Hey, what kind of skirt's that you've nearly got on?
I'm going ice skating with Alfie. Everybody wears short skirts for skating.
Ooh, I'll bet Alfie Luke's a smasher in his.
That's enough, Jimmy. Here's your coat, Susan. The skirt looks lovely.
Thanks, Mother.
Well, I hope you don't get it wet, because if that skirt shrinks an inch, you'll feel the draft round your neck.
Jimmy, I've told you to cut it out.
Don't bother, Mother. After all, he's only a child. Well, I'm off.
Isn't Alfie taking you?
I'm picking him up at his house. Oh. You know what he is. If I arranged to meet him at the ice rink, he'd probably finish up waiting for me at the cinema. Well, bye, everyone. See you later.
Bye-bye, Susan.
Bye, dear.
Yes, well, I think I'd better be off now as well.
Oh, no, you're not going without a cup of tea. Jimmy, put the kettle on.
Okay, Mum.
Well, I don't want to put you to any trouble, Pat.
Nonsense. It's no trouble to me.
No, I'm putting the kettle on.
What?
I'm just going to put the kettle on for tea.
When I get a couple of drinks on a Saturday, Glasgow belongs to me.
Should I make some black coffee?
Father, Mr. Whittle, you haven't been drinking already, have you?
No, my dear, but we'll be celebrating the new.
It's not booze, Pat. We're drunk with happiness, intoxicated with the joy de vivre, as the French say.
Pat, I've got 8 draws on my football pools.
Oh, Father, that's wonderful.
Grandad, you mean we'll be rich? Oh, think what we can buy. A pony for me, a mink coat for me mum, a kookery book for Susan.
Oh, just a minute.
Oh, I'm not forgetting you, Grandad. You can have a gold-plated sporran.
Ah, look, no, it won't be a fortune. There's too many draws on the coupon. But I should get £200-300.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Sinclair.
Thank you, Theodore. Now let's all have a wee drink to celebrate. We brought some stuff with us.
Right you are, Father. Jimmy, come and help me carry in some glasses, son.
Okay, Mum. Hey, if we are going to have a party, shall I hide Grandad's bagpipes?
Well, this is wonderful, Mr. Sinclair. I say, if you get £300, you'll be able to move to a new house after all.
New house?
Yes. Well, you've often talked about getting Mrs. Clitheroe a modern house if you came into money.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. I suppose we could move. Yes, Pat would like that. Yes, I owe it to Pat.
Here we are. Have a glass, everyone.
Sir, Pat. Here, Dad. Cup for the glass.
Oh, I must have had a little nod off. Is tea ready, then?
Never mind tea. Here's a glass.
In a glass? Are we having that Russian tea?
I wish you'd listen, Dad. People will think you're molting.
Oh, I don't know who's the worst between the two of you, Harry. Anyway, Pat, I was just thinking, you know, if I get enough money out of this, I'm going to see about moving to a new house.
Moving?
Yes. You know, you've always said it would be nice for the children. And you'd like a modern house.
Yes, well, I suppose it would be better. I mean, that's very nice of you, Father, but...
No buts, Pat. I want the best for you and for the kids.
Yes.
What was that, Grandad?
I was saying if I win enough, we'll sell this house and move.
Move from here?
That's right, Jim. It's something your granddad has always said he would buy if he could afford it.
Well, I'm not going.
What do you mean?
I don't want to live in a pub.
I'm talking about buying a new house.
Oh, that's smashing. Hey, I know the very place. Remember, Grandad, we saw it last week after the match.
What's this?
A house for sale overlooking the football field. And it's near our school as well. We can watch the match free every Saturday. And I needn't get up in the morning till 8:30.
That's no good.
Get away. If you don't want to watch the match yourself, you can let the room off.
We're not living in that area.
Anyway, that was only a 3-bedroom house. We need 4.
Oh, heck. I forgot about our Susan. Hey, when we sell this house, couldn't she stay here as a lodger?
Don't be ridiculous. Look, we'll decide where we want to live.
But, Mum...
Don't argue. Go and see who's at the door.
All right, I'll go. All right, I'm coming.
Hello, Jim, it's me.
Wait a minute. I know that voice. Those tight jeans. That Luke. Oh, sing to me, Adam.
You cut it out. I'm dressed to go on the ice.
You look ready to go on the slab.
Never mind the comedy. I called to collect your Susan.
You're too late. Another ragman got her for a bowl of goldfish.
Hey, I'll thump you in a minute. You go and tell Susan I'm here.
Come in. It'll cost you fourpence.
I'm giving you nothing. Susan! Susan, I've arrived!
Alfie! Alfie! She's left! You'll need fourpence to ring her up.
She's gone? What of all the rotten tricks? She said 6:15 on the dot, so I gobbled me tea and it was kippers and a bone stuck. My mum said chew bread, my granny said drink milk, and I did. My dad slapped me on the back, I nearly drowned the cat. Susan said 6:15 at our house, and here I am, dead on time at your
house. At our house?
Yeah, so what, does she... Oh, like I've done it again. Well, I'm off to her.
Wait a minute. If you go there now, she'll be on her way here.
Oh, you're right, we might miss each other.
Yes, you could keep passing each other until by the time you met, you'd be too old to care.
Yeah. But I think I'd better wait for her. But mind you, she might not want to see me again after this.
Don't worry. Come in the other room here and I'll tell you how to get in her good boots.
Yeah, I just thought of something. She might forgive me if I went out and bought her some flowers.
I should put it towards the cost of a wedding ring.
A wedding ring?
Yes. You are going to marry our Susan, aren't you?
Marry Susan? I've thought about it, but I never know how to go about it.
Oh, it's easy. You can see it on Compact every week.
Oh, yeah, I don't watch Compact.
There's lots of fellas want to get married, you know. There's one in tonight's paper in the personnel column. Somebody called Tom.
Who's he?
Some mug. Bloke. He said he wanted to meet somebody with a view to mastering them. Getting married.
Yeah, but she might not want me. I mean, she might not think I'm the right one.
Of course she will. Grandad told her the first time he saw you. He said you've brought the right one home this time.
Hey, are you being funny?
No.
Mother, has Alfie all been?
She's here, Alfie. Now do your stuff. Susan, dear, your Alfie's waiting for you in here.
Oh, is he indeed?
Yes. Hello, Susan.
Good evening, Mr. Hall.
Susan, Alfie wants to ask you something.
Is that so?
Yes, I was just going...
Good. Jimmy, show him the door.
Oh, no. I wanted to ask you. Well, that is... Would you like to... If we were to... Have you ever thought that two can live as... Well, I wondered if... Would you say yes if could... Oh, could he have a glass of water?
If you don't get on with it, I'll stick your head in a bucket.
Oh, shut up. Susan, what I mean is, you don't want to be an old maid, and not that you will, and even if you were, I'd still want to be with you, because I like old maids, and you know, like...
You don't turn up to take me skating. You keep me waiting. You don't even apologize. And then you say I'll finish up an old maid. Well, as far as I'm concerned, you can go and sit on the ice till your jeans free.
Oh, Susan! Susan! Oh, Susan, come back. No, I'm sorry, Susan. It was our mistake.
And I made the mistake, picking on him to propose to her. If he did sit on the ice, his brains would freeze. Must be somebody else. Somebody who doesn't know what she's like. That's it. The bloke in the paper. Tom. Oh, where is it now? Lonely Tom is going to get himself a letter.
Hello, Harrison. These are all the nails I can find.
Well, they'll have to do, Dad.
Nails.
But this is the last time I'm fixing these hinges.
Yeah.
I don't blame young Jim, it's you. Oh. A man of your age playing swings on the front gate. It's Junivile. That's what it is. Junivile. You must be crackers.
What was that, son? You're on my bad side, you see. I can't...
Oh, what's the use? I'm wasting me time. I'm talking to myself.
Talking to yourself? You must be crackers. Anyway, I'll leave you to it. I'll just go and put the kettle on.
Sometimes I wonder which of us is the daftest. Oh, well, I better get weaving. I took a Judy along a jigger. She'd never been down before.
Good evening.
I said, what about...
Train.
Hello there, Wack. Ow! Oh, my flaming finger. Fancy shouting when I'm hammering. I don't even know you are, you daft devil. Oh, you ruddy well...
I'm the vicar's new curate.
You ruddy well... Well, welcome to the parish, Your Grace.
Oh, well, thank you, I'm sure. My name is Mr. Thomas.
Oh, I'm Harry Whittle, Reverend. I'm afraid I made a bit of a fox's pass, as they say.
Oh, yes. Not at all.
I'd have controlled my emulsions if I'd known you was the vicar's curio.
Curate.
Oh, I... Do you know, you don't look holy.
Holy? I'm afraid I don't quite follow you.
Well, you know, you're wearing a shirt and a tie. I mean, the vicar always wears a horse collar.
A horse collar? Oh! Yes, well, I know what you mean. Yes, well, I've just been down to the youth club. I'd like to be informal there, you know. Yes. As a matter of fact, that's why I'm down here. I want to see Mrs. Clitheroe to ask her for some help with one of our little socials.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, she lives in the street, I believe?
Yes, next door, Your Reverence.
Oh, do call me Mr. Thomas, please.
Right, yeah, Whack.
Yes, well, I'll go next door and see Mrs. Clitheroe, I think, now. Cheerio.
Right, Mr. Thomas, ta-da. I'll see you in the pulpit.
Oh, dear. What a parish. No, no. No, no, I must be charitable. But I must tell the vicar the one about the horse collar.
Hello.
Hello, young man. This is Clitheroe's, isn't it?
That's right, Mr...
Thomas is my name, yes. Would you ask if I may come in?
Oh, yes, come in, Tom. You've lost no time in getting here, have you?
Well, I don't quite understand. You couldn't have known that I was coming.
Oh, no, but I hope you were.
Oh, well, that's very nice, my word, yes. Well, now, could I see the good lady of the house?
Oh, she's out twisting at the pally.
She does the twist?
Do it? Her boyfriends call her Jelly Hips Clitheroe.
Really? Well, I must say that I'm rather surprised.
Oh, if you like dancing, she's the one for you. She'll have you jiving till your braces bust.
I do not dance. Did you say she has boyfriends? More than one?
Oh, yes, she'll have to get cracking, you know. They're always driving up to our house. Sometimes we have a queue. In fact, we're thinking of putting up parking meters.
Oh, this is dreadful.
Mind her, she packed up with one of them on Saturday, so you've come at the right time.
I think I have. I should speak to the vicar about this tonight.
Oh, you are a fast worker, are you, Tom?
My name is Thomas.
Okay, well, if you'd like to wait, Thomas.
Mr. Thomas.
Oh, she's got a posh one here.
Now, look here. When will your mother be in? I think I should speak to her before I see the vicar.
Oh, it's me grandad you'll have to ask first. Anyway, while you're waiting for them, there's some of her photographs in the drawer here. Come in and I'll get them.
Well, look, it's not her photograph I wish to see.
Well, it'll fill in the time. Come on.
Very well, but I can imagine what sort of person she is.
Here you are. Sit down and look at them. The ones in the bikini were taken at Brighton.
She wears a bikini?
Here, take them while I answer the door.
I have no desire to see them, thank you. A bikini indeed, oh.
Hello, Jim. Is Susan in?
No, she's out.
Oh, well, can I come in? I must see you. Oh, I haven't slept for 2 nights. I've tried hot milk, counting sheep, 100 backwards, but all night long I keep seeing her face.
I'm not interested in your nightmares. Anyway, you're too late. Tom's in there waiting to ask you to marry him.
Tom who?
Tom out of the newspaper. You remember, the personnel column.
You what? Where is he?
Well, I'm afraid I can't wait any longer, young man.
So you were the snake in the grass who's taking her away in front of me, eyes behind me back?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, this is Alfie, the boyfriend. She packed up on Saturday.
What? A young boy like you?
You should think yourself lucky to be out of her clutches, the Jezebel.
What? You're an old goat. I'll teach you to chase after younger Jezebel, is she? Yeah, you're all that.
Oh, the boy's gone mad. Oh, get him off me. Help. Oh, help, help.
What's all this? What is it? Alfie, stop it.
Now, what's going on? Alfie, who is this bloke anyway?
He's a sort you read about in Sunday papers, strangling Louis young girls away. He's after Susan.
Oh, you are you? Move away, Alfie. Let me get a smack at him.
Stop it. He wants to marry you.
What do you mean? I'm the new curate in the parish, and I came to see Mrs. Clitheroe to get some help at our youth club.
You what?
But after what her sons told me, I wouldn't let her near my young boys. Not at any price.
Jimmy, what does this mean?
I think it means I'll be having my supper standing up.
Well, James, have your mother and grandfather forgiven you for last night's performance?
I don't know for sure.
Do you mean they're not speaking to you?
Oh, they talk to me like a dog. Come here, go there, bed, sit.
Well, you were rather silly, and it was naughty to write that letter to Tom, whoever he is.
Oh, hello, Theodore. I'm glad you're here.
Hello, Mrs. Clitheroe. I brought that book round I promised you. Hello, Mr. Sinclair.
Hello, Theodore.
Hello, everybody. Mum, Grandad.
Hello, indeed.
I'm sorry about yesterday. Honest, I am.
I'm sure he's learned his lesson.
Oh, all right. We'll forget it.
Good old Mum.
How about me, then? I forgive you, too.
I'm not kissing your whiskers.
All right. Well, I see we're back to normal again.
Well, I think you were right about that house, Theodore, from the look of the outside, anyway.
Oh, I'm sure you like it.
Mm. Well, we're going to see over it tomorrow morning.
But I thought it was too small, only 3 bedrooms.
Not the one near the football field.
No, James. It's very near my house. Oh, you like it.
Near you? But we can't live there. It's miles from our school. I'll have to get up in the middle of the night. Oh, but, hey, Mum, maybe I could have every morning off.
No, Jem. If we moved there, you'd have to go to a different school.
Yes, there's a very good one near there, King Edward's.
What? That's a girls' school.
Now, James, it's for boys and girls. You know that.
I know the Black Hand Gang will murder me. I'd be a sissy and a spud basher.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Oh, Mum, don't send me there, please.
Stop it.
You'll be sorry if you do. I'll run away. I'll eat a worm.
You'll feel the weight of my hand if you don't keep quiet.
All right, but you'll be sorry, oh, Mum, when they put me in the hockey team and I have to wear bloomers.
James, you are a silly boy. Mrs. Clitheroe, have you got the key of the house?
No, we'll have to get it from the estate office in the morning.
Oh, no. That would waste an hour. They'll still be open now. I'll drive over and get it for you.
Well, that's very kind of you, Theodore.
Not at all. A pleasure.
Mr. Claythorpe, could you give me a lift to Ozzy's, please?
Yes, of course, James.
Don't be so lazy, Jimmy.
Wait a minute, Theodore.
Yes?
You could give the key to Jimmy and he can bring it back.
Yes, that's what I thought, Mum.
Okay, then. But don't you try and lose it. We could always get another one, you know.
Well, Susan, for once, Jimmy did us a good turn. I mean, because he sure delighted you when I gave Mr. Thomas a black eye and that made you happy. No, not his black eye, I mean, me losing my temper. Because I thought you were a Jezebel. And all the time it was your mother who had all those men. I mean, he said it was.
I know what you mean, Alfie. Anyway, we're all right again now.
Yeah, but how long for? I mean, when you move into your new house, you might meet some posh bloke living near there and forget about me.
Oh, don't be so silly. Anyway, we're not going into that house near Mr. Craythorpe. Mother and Grandad said it was in a terrible condition. That's who he's on the phone to now, the estate agent, telling him off.
Well, does that mean you're not moving after all?
Oh, I suppose they'll find somewhere else. Personally, I wish we weren't moving at all. I never wanted to.
Well, why didn't you say that before?
You little sneak. You've been listening at the keyhole again.
I wasn't. I just bent down to tie my shoelace and I happened to be near the door for a second.
Oh, yes. Well, next time you bend down, I'll just happen to be practicing penalty kicks.
that's gratitude for you. It's only 2 minutes since you told her how I'd done you a good turn.
I thought you only bent down for a second.
It just shows you how time flies.
You'll fly in a minute, out on your ear.
All right, Father, calm down.
Calm down? He's lucky we were on the phone, or I'd have clouded him with my crummock.
What's wrong, Grandad?
That estate agent. He practically accused me of being a liar. Or else I must have been drunk when I inspected the house.
Hey, that's terrible.
It's ridiculous. You should have told him you've never been drunk in your life before opening time.
Oh, you're asking for it, my lad.
Jimmy, keep quiet.
What was wrong with the house?
Oh, it was dreadful. The walls were damp.
Damp? They looked as though they'd been sprayed with a hosepipe.
There were beetles all over the pantry floor.
Oh, I can't stand things crawling round you.
You don't mind our Susan in the front room?
You've been told to keep quiet.
Aye, what about the rat?
Yes, Susan, why don't you tell him?
I'll phone you in a minute.
Jimmy, one more thing from you. You'll be sorry. Go and answer the phone.
I'll get it, Mother. I'm expecting a call from Mary Fletcher.
Righto, Susan. Yes, Alfie, Father saw a big rat in the dining room.
You heck. Well, what are you going to do now then, Mrs. Clitterall?
Well, I suppose we'll look for another house. If anyone wants to.
Well, you wanted a new house, Pat, didn't you?
No, it was your suggestion, Father. And I thought it would be better for Susan and Jim.
We don't want to move, Susan told Alfie when I was listening at the time of shoe.
Now, Pat, now let's get this straight. Do you want to move?
No, I never wanted to leave here, personally.
And neither do Susan and Jimmy. No more do I. Oh, we're a right lot of nincompoops.
You're right, Father. We've all been going to move for somebody else who didn't want to go in the first place.
Well, what a pair. To think I've gone to all that trouble for nothing.
What trouble?
I'll tell you what trouble. That was Ozzy on the phone, Jimmy. He wants to know if you've finished with his tame rat and box of beetles.
What?
Oh, no.
Ozzy Blabbermouth. Ooh, don't some mothers have them?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as both Theodore Craythorpe and Harry Whittle, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Derek Giler as both the curate and old man Whittle, and Diana Day as Susan. The recorded programme was written and produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Now the next part of the programme in a few seconds. And now we welcome to the light programme the British Forces Network in Germany.
We present Derek Giler as the Inspector in Inspector Scott Investigates by John P. Wynne.